Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online. Live.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, go to this phone call here, and then afterwards, I'm going to run to the other room real quick while we're playing this call because I have the show and tell. So let's take a listen to this call.
Hi, guys. My name is Kiana, and I am from St. Louis, Missouri. But I've been really wanting to share this story that happened to me when I was a little girl. I feel like I am sensitive to ghost spirits. And all my life, it's pretty much been that way. I think I really have gotten it from my grandmother. I've been with her since I was a month old, and she is the same way, if not more so than me. But on this particular event, I think I was about 7 years old, and my great uncle at the time had invited us to a party that was being held at his particular apartment complex. I think it was for Christmas. And so I had this vest. It was a sequins vest, and it had like different colors on it, different colored sequins on it. And then I had this little purse that matched it. And it also had these different color sequins on it with this like little flimsy rope-like strap. So I was very excited to wear my little outfit there. I don't know if my granny had bought it for me for this particular occasion or if I already had it, but I was extremely excited to wear my little pretty outfit to the Christmas party. So the day comes for us to go to this Christmas party. We get there and we get settled in, and we're enjoying ourselves and everything. And then it's time for everybody to get up and make their plate. So, like a kid, I leave my purse sitting on the table in order to go get my food, which obviously was not the best idea. And I don't even think my grandmother paid me any attention as far as me leaving the purse there. I think she had already gotten up to go get in line for her food. However, I go ahead and I make my plate. But when I get back to my seat, my purse is gone. So I am immediately upset. I'm looking around. I'm looking under the table. We're asking people if they've seen this purse. No one has seen this purse. We're thinking somebody may have walked off with it, and everybody is saying they didn't see anybody pick it up. They didn't see it, you know, anyone walk off with it. But I am absolutely convinced that somebody has stolen my little purse. So I'm distraught. So much so that to this day, I don't remember the rest of that evening until we got home. So when we do get home, my grandmother used to keep the porch light on for when she knew we were going to be returning back home late. So our porch light was obviously on and lighting up the area. And so she goes to open the house up, she goes to open the door. And the way our living room was set up at that time was when you stepped into the house, to the immediate right was the television. So we had a couch that would face the television. So if you happen to be standing on the outside of the doors looking in, you could immediately see that couch. And so when she went and opened that door up, there sat my little sequin purse neatly with a strap neatly wrapped up around it, just sitting there on the couch. And with the light shining down on the porch like it did, it was just like like it opened up the floodgates of fear immediately, because we were flabbergasted. I remember standing on the porch of my grandmother for what seemed like forever, just staring at that hurt from the outside of the house. And we ended up knowing that nobody had broken in, because my grandmother was so shook that we ended up having the cops come to the house just to look around and make sure that nobody, you know, had been tampering with our home, which, who breaks in to return a purse, right? It was just neatly sitting there as though somebody had found it, returned it, and was like, here you go, I found it for you. And to this day, we absolutely have no clue how that purse made it from the Christmas party at the apartment complex where we were, which was miles away from our house, and not only made it back home, but made it into the house and then wrapped up neatly on the couch waiting for us. A lot of things have happened to me in my life that are kind of similar, where I lose things and then they are returned back to me in some really odd fashion, to me almost dying, really, because I was getting ready to fall and somebody caught me, all the way to relatives making their presence known. So I'm sure I'll have more stories to share with you all in the future, but that's one that I really thought was neat. I don't know if it was actually a ghost or if it's just a guardian angel. Who knows? I'm forgetful and clumsy, and it's just kind of always there to catch my fall and to remind me where my things are. But whatever the case may be, it makes for a fascinating life. So I love you all's podcast. I think it's absolutely wonderful. I look forward to listening to it on my way to work and on my way home. I just really enjoy the various stories that you all present, and I'm really glad that you all provide us with this outlet. So keep doing what you're doing, and I hope to speak with you all in the future. Bye-bye.
There we go. Unmute my mic. Thank you for sharing that. There's a lot in there. What's your thoughts?
Have you ever had a situation where, you know, this is an interesting story. Have you ever had a situation where you thought you had something, keys, a wallet, whatever, and then it's gone missing, mm-hmm. and you look in the weirdest spot days later, whatever, and there it's sitting?
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of plays into that whole thing. And, and I do believe that sometimes, you know, energies or tricksters or whatever will kind of hide stuff on you. But this one apparently decided not to hide it, but actually bring it back to her.
Yeah. And that's the, if it weren't for like the breaking and entering part.
Right.
I'd be like, I think I could think of a couple explanations. The explanation that I would come up with would be somebody grabbed the wrong purse, or it was a purse here in this situation, right, correct? Yep. Somebody grabbed the wrong purse at the thing, and they felt like, oh, shit. And they were too embarrassed about it, and they knew who it was, and they, I don't know, like just showed back up and just like dropped it off really quick, or were in close proximity at some point in time with that person and were able to just kind of drop it back in their setting and like, oh my God, there it is. I thought I couldn't find it. I did it once with keys.
Okay. Wait, I got to tell this story.
I was like 20, I don't know, 24 ish, somewhere around there. And, was at a friend's house. And you know, it was a fun night. Then everybody, you know, went their own ways, and I grabbed, keys and I thought they were mine, and get out to the car. And I put my keys in the ignition, the keys that I grabbed out of my pocket, I put into the ignitions, the keys that I had there, I just set in the cup holder. And it didn't click that I had two sets of keys here. I get home, and the next day I get back out to my car, and why do I have these keys? I'm like, oh my God, I grabbed those thinking they were mine. But then I never did the switch of like realizing I had two sets of keys. So I knew who they were. I was going to see them later that day at the same place where those keys were left. And I just put them right back where they were. And I never said a word about it.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to you tell the story in my mind. I'm shaking my head at you going, Tony, how could you do that? And then as you're talking, I realized I kind of did the same thing one time at work where I had taken the keys home for the station vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came the next day to do a remote and we couldn't find the station vehicle keys anywhere because Todd realized he left them at home. So
yeah.
There was this big, huge debacle about how nobody's, you know, being responsible with the keys. And Todd's going, how dare somebody have the keys, knowing full well, you know, they're back at the apartment.
And oh, I think they were at my house a lot, too. I would lose those things. Like, there is many a memo sent out about keys.
And I kind of do the same thing where, you know, not the next day, but a few days down the road, I just kind of hung them back up where they were supposed to be and didn't say a word. So as I'm judging you, I'm realizing I did the same damn thing.
It was so silly because it was like, I'm going to feel really, I would today, I would just say it. I just wouldn't give a shit. But, you know, 24, I'm in a new city. I'm kind of meeting some new friends and I don't want to like seem like this idiot. And, you know, I mean, today I would just laugh and fucking say it. But yeah, that age, young and dumb. But God, I forgot all about the key debacles. I like have a faint memory. Was this back where we worked together with this one?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I think I remember this.
Yeah. Big remote the next morning. Couldn't take the vehicle because, you know, the keys were at Todd's house.
I'm surprised I didn't get the blame for that one. Maybe I couldn't drive yet. I probably couldn't drive yet at that point.
Probably.
855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.